Jazz 91.9, the Jazz of the City. Good morning. Our time now, 9:03. And of course, it is your good looking Thursday. Hey, thanks so much for waking up and turning on the Jazz of the City. That's what it's all about. But you know what's even better is when we have special guests to come by the studio to let us know what's going on. And at this time, I want to welcome into the studio a friend of mine, and I love seeing you. Glad you're coming by. Miss Jasmine Guy. Good morning, Jasmine Guy. How you
good
doing?
Good morning.
And also, you brought some more sunshine.
Yes, indeed.
Demetria McKinney.
Hello.
Hey, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. How about you?
Hey, you know, I'm always glad to be alive.
You better have that voice, sir.
You better be glad to be alive.
You know, he's my wake-up call.
Come on, wake up.
Yes, indeed, baby. I couldn't resist.
We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what, you know, something special is always happening. Something's always big when it comes to the theater. And again, Jasmine, you are directing a great, great production here called The Mountaintop. And this is something that everybody can relate to when it comes to a good play and getting the message out. Why don't you tell us about The Mountaintop?
Well, The Mountaintop was performed last year on Broadway with Samuel L. Jackson and Angela Bassett, directed by Kenny Leon. And it's a fairly new play written by Katori Hall about a fictitious, hypothetical night with Dr. King on his last night on Earth at the Lorraine Hotel. And he's visited by a maid who's delivering room service, and like two strangers do on an airplane, and you end up telling them all your secrets because you're never going to see them again. They end up having a very special night with a lot of revelation about Dr. King.
Now, this is set after delivering one of the memorable speeches. Exhausted, Dr. King retires to his room at the Lorraine Hotel. While a storm rages outside, when a mysterious stranger arrives with some surprising news, Dr. King is forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. Danny Johnson is a member of the cast as well.
Yes, Danny Johnson is Martin Luther King, and I was so fortunate to get both of my cast members because as a two-character play, they both have to be great.
Yeah.
And Danny Johnson was most recently in What I Learned in Paris at the Alliance Theater, Pearl Clegg's latest plays out of New York. He's done a lot of theater, television, and film. But what I love the most about Danny's performance is he brings to life the essence of Dr. King. He's not doing an imitation of Dr. King, but you feel the presence of Dr. King through him.
Yeah. And also, the second part, the second character in the play, Demetria McKinney, you know, she's best known from The House of Pain. And describe to me your role.
I play the role of Kameh, who is the stranger that comes and causes Dr. King to confront his destiny and his legacy and all that deep stuff you said before. She gets the opportunity to be the fly on the wall. A lot of times we see these iconic people and we never think about the human behind the icon. So she gets the opportunity to see him in his element when nobody's looking, when nobody cares, when everybody's gone on with their stuff. She gets to see what he goes through on a regular basis. And she came in a little bit as a skeptic herself, you know, but by the end of the night, the humanity, the passion he has for who he is and what he does really, really is a lesson for her as well. So it's a beautiful story. They confide in each other. They get to learn more about themselves through each other's trials and tribulations. And at the end of it, they're both better for it.
Now, let me ask you something, and I guess, Jasmine, you can chime in as well. You know, when it comes to acting, there is, you have to get into character. How do you prepare yourself for roles like this, especially a role that has a very small cast?
Oh, trust. Trust. This is my first time doing something with such a small cast and also without an intermission, without a bunch of changes in the scenery. You know, it's a very, very stationary setting. So you have to lean, trust, believe, pray Jesus on every motion, on every emotion, on that person that you are acting opposite of. You have to really, really trust your director in the vision. And you have to most importantly trust the words on that page. They're there. They work. You have to figure out what you have to do to portray it. Being Kame is great for me because she's a fictitious character. So I have a little bit of latitude, a little bit of imagination. Now, Danny Johnson playing such an icon, I watch in amazement as he finds these different moments to spark the King-isms, if you will. And then having, oh my gosh, I'm working with Wheatley, yo. Working with Jasmine Guy. You know, it's great because she has the actress in her. She has the director in her. She has the preacher's kid in her. So she is able to lend a lot of different facets that we may not have thought of ourselves. I'm going to let her talk because, you know, she knows stuff about acting and directing and everything, yeah, you know. So.
Because, you know, it's so important for you, Jasmine, when it comes to being the director, to make sure that the story is told correctly. So when there is a low, how do you get the most out of them?
I think, like Dee Dee said, we have to stay with the playwright's vision. So I have a certain amount of room, but not a lot, because my job is to tell the story that Katori Hall wrote through the wonderful actors that I have. And I am so blessed to have the two that I have. I've worked with Demetria before in I Dream, which was an opera about Dr. King. And having only seen her work on House of Pain, I said to the producers, well, you know, I heard she can sing. So they brought her in to sing, and she adapted to that opera and became our Coretta Scott King, totally embracing that character. And I always said during that experience, I want to work with her again. She's so gifted.
Don't make me run out of the room. You're going to make me run around this.
It's true. I mean, obviously, she's funny and out of her mind. But she really, she came to rehearsal with Kame. I never said anything about the way she talked or walked. She embodied that character. I don't know her process, as it's hard for me to describe my process. Sure. It's like sometimes we understand that person so well that we can just do them. Yeah. You know, I didn't have any technique with Whitley. I just knew who that girl was. Mm-hmm. And I kind of put her on like a jacket and took her off when it was time to be me.
That's right.
Other actors stay in character all day. Mm-hmm. You can't talk to them. You can't call them anything but the character name. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, one time I worked with this girl that was playing a witch in this musical, and she would literally be in the wings all hunched over with this hood on her face, rocking back and forth, and I'd be like, well, I ain't saying good morning to her.
Right.
you know, but you have to respect other people's process.
Sure.
You know, and as long as the result is good, I really don't care.
Right.
As long as you come to the stage or the set with that, who you know that person is, that character.
And you know, a little side note, a friend of mine was an extra in a movie with the Remember the Titans with Denzel.
Oh, yeah.
And he talked about how Denzel was so polished that when the cameras came on, he immediately went into character. Scary to the point of going into character. As soon as the cameras went off, he turned back into Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
So most characters are a little different with that. Some have to stay in character the whole time. Some can turn it on, turn it off.
Like, and I guess it depends on the role and how far it is away from your personality. Like,
right.
I heard that Jamie Foxx or Ray Charles walked around all day blind. Like, covered his eyes. And I can understand that because that's such a reach from being a sighted person.
Sure.
And, of course, his work was
phenomenal.
Stellar, on that film. So I think it also depends on the character, how long you've done it, and where you, how you know that person. I have done, I played a Jamaican character, and I had to speak in her accent all the time because it was foreign to me. It was not as accessible So I think it does depend on how close you are or how much you know about that person, that person that you're playing.
Yeah, researching it and following through with it. But it's a true testament to both, the, not only just you, Jasmine, but also to meet Demetria and Danny Johnson, to be able to take on such a powerful role with such major figures that will never be forgotten in our lifetime.
And they never break. I mean, they are on stage for an hour and a half straight. There is no intermission. It's kind of on your mark, get set, go until it's done. And they never break character. You never see Danny or Demetria during that play.
But it's so fun, y'all. It's amazing. It's such an amazing journey. It's fantastic. It's inspirational. It's funny as all. It's really going to be a great ride. And from the time that it starts to the time that it ends, I learn something each night about myself through Kame, about what Dr. King might have been thinking, you know, on that night or in his journey himself, you know, just watching these two people, these two human people. And I keep wanting to say that human, you know, we idolize people so easily that we don't give them the cushion of humanity. You know, so seeing him in his element, it just made me appreciate everything that he did so much more.
That's a very good point. I tell you what, it is running now through December 16th at the Southwest Arts Center. This is definitely going to be a fabulous play. There is some adult language in there as well. However, you know.
Of course. I really haven't done a play without adult language other than I dream.
Right.
But that is human.
Yeah, right.
Sure. It's a part of life, and I'm sure.
At least my human. Humanness has a lot of adult
language.
I don't do that. Well, no, she's
during,
a saint.
During those times, I'm sure there was a lot of adult language dealing with all the civil rights issues as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As there should have been.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's no kid language, but it's adult language, all right?
But, you know, kids hear that language. It's not so much, it's not so overbearing that they can't come.
Sure.
Right. In
sure.
fact, I think it's very lightning for, I don't know, probably 12 and up
to
come see and gives us a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
And for them, it's important that we humanize King. So those people are real to them and not just flashcards that they learn at school.
And then it gives you an idea of what you're capable of. Regardless of what your past is, what your present is, what you think you're able to do, we can rise to any occasion as a people, as a nation, as whatever. Obama. you know, but it's just a really, really powerful story of I can at the end of the day.
And the good thing about it is for those folks that need further discussion on that, you guys are having some post-show discussions for certain shows.
Yeah.
The November 18th following the 2:30 performance, November 28th, the 11 a.m. performance, and December 8th, the 2:30 performance for those folks that want to expound a little bit more on what they just saw on stage.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the phone ringing.
I thought I turned it off. It's us. No. She turned it back on. She set me up, y'all.
I only use vibrate.
Two shows nightly, right? Uh-huh. And you'll be here all week. And ain't nothing wrong with vibrate.
Amen, Morris.
Right.
You know I always have to zing you in the morning.
Yes,
just make sure you awake.
That's right, baby. And I love it. I was looking forward to it.
You yeah, I was that. Waiting. I was waiting for my opening.
No pun intended.
Jasmine Guy's an idiot.
That's right. I was waiting on her opening too, all right? Been waiting on it. You've been here
you got to have her back. She'll
right.
be, yeah.
Okay.
She'll be in full swing.
You've been here three times. It ain't open yet. But anyway.
Oh, God, today.
All right. 9:17 is our time.
Okay, can I just encourage people to come at the beginning of the run? Let me tell you what happens every single time I'm in a play in Atlanta. The last weekend they hit it.
Sure.
They love it.
Yeah.
I wish I could have brought my mama.
Right.
You could have brought your mama if you came at the beginning of the run.
Right.
We're running for 4 weeks until December 16th. Do not wait until the 14th to come see the play.
Right.
And also, you know, the weekend after Thanksgiving, we are definitely there. I think we're taking, Thanksgiving off? And then we're there each night, each day. So don't think that that's something that has to stop you. Bring the family. Come out and celebrate the holiday with us.
That's a great gift.
Great gift.
Absolutely.
Great time. Well, I tell you what, full of sunshine as always, ladies. I could talk to you all day.
We could talk to you all day too, baby.
And all night. Boy, you're going to get me in trouble here, but...
No, we gotta play early in the morning.
We got to play some music. But listen, again, it's running now through December 16th, Southwest Arts Center. And again, like Jasmine said, don't wait to the last minute. Why not enjoy it now? It should be definitely a gripping reimagining of the events with Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's something that everybody should look forward to seeing.
And it was written by Katori Hall, and it would, you know, just look her up on the internet. She's a brilliant young playwright from the South, lived in London, has this wonderful play that's being performed all over the country right now. So she needs to be celebrated.
That's awesome. And, you know, again, Jasmine, thank you for being a part of this Atlanta community, bringing so much stuff theater-wise to the community. It's much needed because it seemed like it was a little slow there for a minute. And I know Kenny Leon can't do everything, but with your help, though, it's really done a lot for all of us because we need that. It's a part of life. It's a part of growing.
Amen. Jasmine, tell them where they can get their tickets. Where they can get the tickets. What is that?
TrueColorsTheater.org. And theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
I love
that's the French
that.
Way.
Yeah. Please don't dance, Jasmine.
Yeah, let her do it.
Don't let her. Ooh, do you stop? Don't.
She's shaking something, breaking something.
She's breaking all kinds of confidence. In...
She don't like the way I dance. Because it ain't hoochie.
Again, we thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Love you.
Well, Anna, you know I love you. Give it up for Jasmine Guy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. We also got to give it up for Demetria McKinney.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay, yay.
This is the Jazz of the City. Good morning.